I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Before we get to football, you were in the bubble, right?
I was in the bubble, yes.
Now, your son does radio. Was he in the bubble too?
My son is not in the bubble.
Okay. So, gosh, everybody's separated from their family. Your son does this professionally. You're like, can't you guys put him in the bubble too so we can all hang out and have a good time? I didn't think about that once.
That's one bubble, one non-bubble. it's okay. It's not a problem.
What was it like for you?
We were kind of in the diet bubble. We weren't quite in the actual bubble. So you have a couple of different tiers, zones, players, coaches, official staff, they're in one zone. And then the zone we were in, we could not interact with any of those individuals. Literally, you would not see them, you would not cross paths with them, and you would not even be in their vicinity. So in our bubble, it was TNT people, ESPN people, NBA people, and we just went about our business. I just put my head down. I was there 20 days. I did 10 games. I found a routine and made it work. Obviously, having the games there, that took up most of my time and attention. But for the most part, I just did my thing and moved on to the next thing.
And I've seen some people criticize, for whatever reason, because the NBA has pulled this off to me to perfection, why are they wearing masks in there? They're in the bubble. Why is there a plexiglass divider? Compare that to what it's going to be like doing the actual football game this weekend.
Yeah, I think there are going to be a lot of similarities. And first and foremost, I would say the reason why they're doing all those things in the NBA is because they're working. Let's just use regular, good old-fashioned logic. If it wasn't working, then maybe there would be changes or adjustments. But the fact that it is working, they've remained vigilant. And I do think there is an optic part of it, trying to set a good example and set the tone for the rest of the country that this can be done if it's done in a smart fashion. Football, there will be similarities in rules and regulations. Going to a broadcast booth is not going to look the same for us. There will be separators for us, barriers, plexiglass. Where you're situated will be monitored within each network. And that's okay. That's part of the deal right now. And you got to make do with what's available. The fact that I'm on your show today, that we're previewing a week one game in the NFL, that's progress. That means that we are going in the right direction, hopefully. And I know the National Football League, while they had a lot of time and they got to sit back and see how other sports did it, it appears that they are taking care of their business individually. The teams have taken on a lot of responsibility in keeping their players and their staff members safe. The part that we don't know yet, because of the mystery of it, is how will it all look? How will it sound? How will it feel? That was the buildup for the NBA, and the NBA delivered because the presentation was outstanding. My sense is that the NFL will be in the same mold, that it's going to feel like an NFL game. But until we see it tonight for the first time and hear it for the first time, we don't know.
Ian Eagle with us on the hotline. So Tom Pelissero reports that the Chiefs and Texans have been in talks about a joint demonstration before kickoff, making a statement, you know, with the anthem and everything. They could stay in the locker room. That is one report that is out there. Has CBS told you, or has the NFL dictated what you guys will do when it comes to the broadcast of the anthem?
No, there has been nothing dictated to us. There's been nothing said to us that you must do this, you must do that. The NFL does allow its television partners to make the decisions that make the most sense for them. Now, how that works in the big picture when you have to sit back and discuss these matters over negotiations, that's a whole different conversation. I'm not privy to those, and I wouldn't even entertain the thought of trying to tell you what happens there. I just know from my perspective, we'll go in with a game plan and we'll be ready to pivot. If something happens, if something changes, our job is to report. That doesn't change. Our job is to convey what's happening on site. And if that's drama, great. If that's controversy, that's part of it. So I don't see anything changing from my role. And we're going to be ready for whatever takes place. If indeed that happens tonight, that may set the tone for what we could see around the NFL on Sunday. And I wouldn't be surprised, by the way. Players have leverage and players have a voice right now, and they have a platform like never before. My assumption would be that they're going to use it in some form.
Ian, let me just cut down to right brass tacks here. Are the Browns going to be good this year?
Yes. I think they are. Yes. I know. You were waiting with bated breath.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me why. Now give me a why now.
I just think it's the right fit. They've got the right coach with the right temperament, with the right philosophy, the improvements that they've made on the offensive side of the ball. Certainly, they had to address the offensive line. I believe the offensive line is going to be better. They have paid some players that they needed to pay in order to really believe in this roster moving forward. Doesn't mean they don't have flaws. There are still flaws. There's going to be some question marks defensively about what that back end is going to do and if they can hold up over the course of a season. But I just think they finally got it right with the changes they made, front office, coaching staff, putting the right coach with the quarterback, someone who's had success in this league as a quarterback whisperer. And I like the fact that people have kind of fallen asleep on them. They have not been at the center of all the talks this offseason. It's been quiet. Quiet's good. If you're a Browns fan, you're cool with quiet.
I hope so. I hope so. I get nervous, Ian, because I think this has been – obviously, it's been a different offseason because we haven't been able to see and we haven't had preseason games to argue about or anything like
sure.
that. So it's just been a weird type of thing that obviously we hope we never have to deal with again. But I also think that 6-10 last year when there were so many great expectations, I think it kind of took the wind out of people's sails. I think it's turned into you better prove it to me to a lot of fans before they really buy in again. I mean, Browns fans are Browns fans and want the team to do well, but the zealousness that we've seen in the past, I'm not seeing it this season.
Yeah, that's understandable. It is. And by the way, if I was a Browns fan, I would feel the same way. I would probably say, hey, prove it. And when you prove it, you're going to see my passion go up as the season progresses. That's okay. And I think as an organization, instead of talking about all the great things that they're going to do, instead of promoting all the great things that they're going to do, it just finally got to a point. Just go do them. Do them. They have a roster that can win. I look at their personnel, and I believe this team can be a winner in this league. Now, how you judge that, that's a whole different conversation. But you need to see progress. You need to see a winning record. You need to see this team in the conversation come December, playing meaningful games. You need to see improvement from Baker Mayfield. He knows this is no longer just a talk show topic or a column in a newspaper. This is a huge pivotal year for his career. Year three with what I believe is a tailor-made offense with a running game that should be very effective and a 1-2 punch that they should feel as good about as any team in the NFL in that area. With all those things and the weapons they have in the passing game, this team should put up points consistently. We should not see the rut that we saw last year on offense that plagued.
Ian Eagle with us. He'll have the call this weekend against the Ravens. New head coach, new offensive system, only 14 padded practices, no preseason games. Should fans give the Browns a pass on the early portion of the season?
Well, I think this is going to be every fan in the NFL being put in a position of trying to assess their team. It's a funny thing, guys, because we've all talked about it, NFL preseason games, and I've been doing them for so many years, 20-plus years. In addition to regular season games, I've worked some kind of package in preseason. And normally, what do we look at? We look at the first half of the third game. That's the closest thing that comes to real, honest football. And then by the fourth game, nobody plays. So most of the reaction around the NFL is, well, you don't get that much of a feel of what happens based on preseason games. Well, this year, we have no idea. There is very little access. Every fan, every media member, every broadcaster is walking into week one still trying to figure out what their opinions are and what their assessments are. When you start making bold statements based on very little data, and even the eye test that you could use a bit in the NFL preseason no longer existed. So, yeah, I think that's going to be an issue around the league, especially I've always thought, look, you start off in the regular season, and you know, sometimes it takes a while for the offense to get into a rhythm, and what you see week one, week two isn't a clear indicator of what you're going to see throughout the season. It might be the opposite this year, which is so counterintuitive, where the offense might be more in sync, but the defense has just not hit anybody. They haven't had a chance to go out and do what they're trained to do. So you might see better offense early as opposed to better defense, and that could affect opinions at least in the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season.
Hey, Aya, when you see the Myles Garrett story, you talked to Mary Kay Cabot in town over the last week, when you see him allude to the fact that he thought about giving it up and also saying, hey, he's got these other interests, and oh, by the way, he wants to sit down and have a talk with Mason Rudolph. He signs that huge contract in the offseason. How big of a season is this for Myles Garrett?
Well, I think it shows that these guys are not robots. We tend to get into that mindset of, you know, I think fantasy football probably plays a role in that, although Myles Garrett is not part of your fantasy draft. But it's a mindset that you start viewing these guys less as human beings and more as individuals that are going to do this for you or do that for you. This is a deep guy. We've met with him before. This is not someone that just looks at football and says, this is only who I am. There's more to him. So I respect it. I respect what he said in the article. I know some would say, well, you know, you had $125 million on the table. You're really going to retire? It's hard to put yourself in people's positions. And whatever he was going through mentally after the incident last year, a game that I worked on the radio, I know how ugly that got. And on a personal level for him, it went in many different directions. So I'm sure he started questioning, who am I? What am I doing? What's my goal here? What's my objective as a human being? It sounds like maturity has kicked in. It really sounds like, more than anything else, he's embracing the role of being a leader and connecting with his teammates. To me, that's the best thing that came out of that article, is that he's now looking at himself as someone that can affect change, not just in his locker room, but outside the locker room. That shows growth. And yes, he's a very wealthy man. That part you cannot take out of the equation, but it sounds as if he's gotten to a much better place in his life, and that's going to serve him well, whether it's on the field or off the field.
Final question. If Mike and the Mad Dog are number one, where are Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima? Where is Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima in the rankings of the greatest sports talk shows of all time?
We're doing this today? I had no idea now. That I was going to have to be prepared for my all-time sports radio random rankings.
I want it right now. If we're not number two, we're never having you on again.
Okay, hold on. I have an X file for this. Let me see if I can find it on my computer. Right now, you're 11, but I think potentially after this interview, you could crack the top 10. But I'm going to have to look at these changes.
We're behind Tony Bruno, really?
Topical as always, Anthony.
Topical humor. Thank you.
Thank you very much for playing along. We enjoy every time you come on, and even though it's going to be probably weird, have a wonderful call of Sunday's game, friend.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It is going to be different. I know that part, but I am excited that the NFL is back, and just happy that we got to talk some actual football today. That to me is a good sign that maybe we're trying to get back to a place we used to be.
Couldn't agree more. Ian, we thank you very much, as always.
You know what? You're number nine. I already moved.
Moving up the rankings.
Thank you very much. Ian Eagle on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. When we come back, this game where Ian Eagle does call it at 1 p.m., this game on Sunday is definitely winnable. And that's not from me. That's from Anthony Lima. That's next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.